Silly. I'm quite all right. I don't need this ridiculous operation. What are you going to say when your ulcer perforates and you start hemorrhaging?
I want you. I want you now.
Chill, listen, this is my life. We're talking about my life. Are you so driven by pathological need that you would put it at risk just to satisfy your tawdry kicks?
Should I stop?
No!
Surprise!
I'm afraid Mr. Fielding is in a coma.
He's in a coma?
Poor Dan. I feel awful.
You put up a brave front.
I don't understand. Dan was fine yesterday. What happened?
Mr. Fielding participated in an overly stress-inducing activity.
What kind of activity could he have participated in? He's in bed. Right.
Just leave your numbers with the duty nurse. We'll call you if there's any change in his condition.
What if his condition never changes?
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Dan's gonna be fine. I mean, he's just getting a little rest, that's all.
Mac's right. There's a good chance that Dan knows we're here, so it's our job to let him know that everything's gonna be just fine.
Is he done yet?
Versus Pettit. She's a dancer at a topless bar.
Mac.
Yes, sir.
This one's for Dan.
Yes, sir.
Lewd conduct charge, Your Honor. Miss Pettit was apprehended while performing at the Flesh Nosh.
While my client does plead guilty, I can't help but wonder what the officer had in mind when he singled out Miss Pettit for arrest.
A good bust! Dan would have wanted it that way.
Let's make it a $50 fine and time served. What's next, Mac?
Pornographic filmmaking, sir. Versus Spanky and her gang. Puppets were involved. Oh, how I miss that man.
Come on, big guy, buck up. We'll take 10.
Boy, is it hard being at work knowing Dan's in the hospital. I just wish there was something we could do.
All we can do is what we've been doing. We just keep taking turns visiting him.
Who's taking the first shift with Dan tonight?
Me, but I don't know what good it does just sitting there with him.
You know, maybe we should try talking to him.
Say what?
No, really, I read somewhere that by talking to comatose patients is sometimes helpful.
What do you say to a man who's lying limp in bed?
Last night was fun, now get lost.
Today we will be studying the verb masticar, to chew. I chew. Yo mastico. Yo mastico. Repita. You chew. Tú masticas. Masticas. We chew. Nosotros masticamos. Nosotros masticamos.
Bull, why are you playing a Spanish language tape?
Sleep learning. I thought I could make productive use of Dan's free time. You'd be amazed how fast he's picking it up.
couple of more days, it should be completely right.
You know, I'm feeling a little bad about something I said to him last week.
Christine, with all due respects, it can't be any worse than the things I've ever said to him.
Oh, yes, it could.
Oh, I doubt it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I told him he should die a slow and lingering death.
You win.
Look, I'll stay with Dan, you guys. Why don't you take Bull down and get him something to perk him up?
Come on. I'll get my jumper cables.
Dan, I don't know if you can hear me or not, but it's really hard to see you like this. I'm just so used to your being so lively. You know, always leering and groping and taking advantage of me. Like the time you had your hands full and you tricked me into fishing the key out of your pocket. Dan, I wish there was something I could say to get through to you. I want you, Dan. I want you bad. I can't hold back the passion that I'm feeling anymore, Dan. Dan, let's just give in to this and I'll crawl into this bed and I'll make mad, passionate love to you, my magnificent stallion.
I think you're beating a dead horse, lady.
There is a really simple explanation for that. You see, I was just trying to stimulate him. No. I was trying to arouse him. Your Honor, would you please tell this man I'm not a pervert?
How are we defining pervert?
Sir?
Look, folks, pervert, prude, it's not my job to label people. Wait a minute. I guess it is.
Sir, what are you doing here? You've been here every night since he went under. Thought you were going to take the night off and get a little rest.
I couldn't sleep. I kept thinking about what we said to each other on that last night.
He's going to be all right, sir.
Yeah.
Look, why don't I get us some coffee? It's going to be a long night.
Dan. You don't look too comfortable, buddy. You know, you had that same look on your face when that lady who owned the hunting lodge took you away for the weekend. You remember that? She brought you back strapped down to the hood of her car. I gotta say something to you, Dan. I haven't liked a lot of the things that you've done. Hell, I haven't liked any of the things you've done. But you've never, ever been boring. What I'm trying to say is, the place ain't the same without you. Come on. Come on, enough is enough. You gotta come out of this. We miss you. I miss you. You big, dumb son of a...
Okay, here's the coffee.
No, thanks. Keeps me awake.
Dan!
Shh. It'll wake him.
What the hell's taking so long?
Oh, I guess they have to run some routine tests.
Check for what?
Oh, blood chemicals, reflexes.
You're an animal!
motor response.
Do you want to see him before we bind and gag him? Yeah, visitors. Before I go, I'd like to remind you, Mr. Fielding, you came this close to death.
Yeah, I don't want to thank you, Doc Holliday.
You should have pulled the plug when I had a chance.
So, how's you been?
Great to have you back, Dan.
It sure is, Dan. Yes,
oh, I need a nurse.
What's the matter?
Nothing. That's why I need a nurse.
If I'm not mistaken, that's how your problem got started, Dan.
Big jerk. You almost killed yourself. Now, you listen to me.
No, you listen to me. Ese destino es bonito, me lo puedo probar.
Did I just say?
What a nice dress. May I try it on?
Well, what are you guys hovering around for? Don't you have anything better to do on your Saturdays?
It's Tuesday, Dan.
Tuesday?
You've been unconscious for 3 days.
Tuesday? Oh, my God, I've got a date with Mandy tonight.
Looks like you're gonna miss it.
What? Are you crazy? She's a cheerleader for the Jets, flaming batons, you know? I can hear the crowd going, go for it.
You are out of your mind.
Where are my clothes? Nah, I won't need them.
Damn. Have you lost your memory, too? It was a stunt like that that put you in here.
When you fall off the horse, buddy, you just gotta get back in the saddle.
You didn't learn a thing, did you?
Yes, I did. Come over here, grab this. I'll show you.
I'm leaving. Oh, and I will stop off at the morgue and I'll tell the ghoul with the gurney to reserve a slab for you, okay?
Guys, would you mind if I had a couple of minutes alone with Dan?
It's your life.
Vaya con Dios, muchacho.
Dan, those people have been worried sick about you.
You're going to lecture me. I'm going back into a coma.
I don't want to lecture you, Dan. I want to...
Dan,
Oh, Phil, spit it out. I didn't mean that literally.
I'm so happy that you're okay.
You know, Dan, you owe quite a debt to Phil.
What are you talking about?
You needed a transfusion, and none of us matched your type, so...
Oh, no.
I'm coursing through your veins even as we speak, Dan.
Oh, my God.
It's beautiful, isn't it? I am you. You are me.
Yeah, now we both got hookworm. I want you and your green furry teeth out of here.
He's gonna be just fine.
I can feel the sterno pumping through my veins.
Tell me about it, Dan. This near-death experience stuff, is it all as cracked up to be?
What? I took a little siesta.
Siesta? Dan, you risk your life for cheap sex.
You say that as if it were a bad thing.
Why don't you grow up, Dan? You're 38 years old.
That's what you think.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm 40. Yeah. I know you're gonna say, 40 years old, no big deal.
You're 40 years old? The big 4-0. You're 40.
Hey, you're supposed to say 40 years old, no big deal. Yeah, I lied about my age, okay?
Okay. But the way you're going, you're not gonna see 50.
Good.
You say good?
Yes.
We're talking about death, right?
It's better than the alternative.
The alternative is living.
Right.
To a ripe old age.
You're afraid to grow old, aren't you?
You seen those new TV dinners they got out now? They're great. Everything you need. You pop them in the microwave for 5 minutes, you can eat them right out of the container, standing over your sink. All by yourself.
You know, they even got turkey and all the fixings for Thanksgiving. I'm saving those burritos for Christmas.
I take it back. You're not afraid to grow old. You're afraid to grow old alone.
I will tell you something I do not want to be, and that is one of those old, pathetic, eccentric bachelors living in some sleazy apartment all alone with a dozen cats.
Dan, you can have more than that.
All right, two dozen cats.
Dan, your life doesn't have to be like that.
I don't have a life, Harry. I have a lifestyle. Do you know how many women I have slept with?
It doesn't matter how many women you've slept with. More than 100?
You know the slogan, under the golden arches, over 4 billion served? Let's just say I'm competitive. And out of all of them, not one of them ever said, I love you.
Dan!
Okay, so you haven't found the right person, so you keep looking.
Harry, I've dated the state.
Well, then maybe you should move down the eastern seaboard.
Get it, do you? Listen to me. No one is ever going to love me. No one is ever going to say, I love you. You know why? Because in order to be loved, one must be able to give. And I can't give. I cannot. I have never been able to give. And I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm a
bastard.
Might be a wincy bit harsh. But you're right.
You're also arrogant and self-indulgent.
You're right.
Vain and greedy and rotten. And
hey, I said you're right.
But the whole truth is, you're also kind. You're compassionate. You're caring. And you give.
That's a lousy thing to say.
Dan Fielding, you're decent. Admit it.
I will not admit it.
Okay. How about a time back? When I quit my job, things were going real bad for me then. My whole world was falling apart, and you came to me, you talked to me, you made sense. You changed my life. Now, how do you explain that?
I was sucking up.
I quit.
It was just a reflex.
How about when I heard my mom was dead? You stayed with me all night to cheer me up.
Yeah. You made me eat that Chex mix with the anchovies in it.
Dan Fielding has a lot of shortcomings. But not being able to give, that's not one of them. I love you.
Hey, I don't even want to know this time.
And I happen to know that there are other people that love you. Of course, there's a lot more that think you're scum. Those people don't count. Except for maybe one.
Who's that?
Dan Fielding. You take care of yourself, buddy.
Harry!
Yeah?
I'll...
You love him too! Speak it out!
Please, allow me.
there. I've said it.
Yeah, you have. Now, why don't you try saying it to yourself?
Hello, Sheila, it's Dan. Sheila, shh. Let me do the talking for a change, please. What you and I have had together has been sick. Been two desperate, lonely, selfish people just using each other. For the first time in my life, I think I deserve more. And I just wanted to let you know that. Yes, I'm naked too.
Introducing Bio Channel 8. Every night, you'll see stars at 8.
I'm not the genius they say I am, and I'm not the idiot they say I am.
Close-ups at 8.
If you lose confidence in what you're doing, then it takes an awful lot to get to the end of the scene.
Life is great every night on Bio.